Fear is a universal human emotion. Everyone knows fear. From the moment we're born and we're no longer in the safety of the womb, there are things to be afraid of. And that might seem pretty bleak, but it's actually quite helpful. There are all sorts of dangerous things in the world, and our bodies are designed to detect them and protect us from them. If you were to walk up to a random person on the street and ask them if they are afraid, they'll probably say no, but if you ask them about their stress level or if there's anything they're anxious about, you're likely to get a very different response. It's important for us to understand the universality of fear. If you travel to a place with none of the technology or first world problems that we have, you will still find people who understand fear well, and no religion or philosophy completely relieves fear either. Muslims, Buddhists, Jews, Christians, agnostics, and atheists alike all struggle with fear. Every human being on the planet knows fear. And for the most part, that's a good thing. Our body's capacity to analyze our environment and perceive threats before we even really know what's going on is incredible. And it's all thanks to two little bean-shaped structures nestled deep in your brain called the amygdala. As your five senses, sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste, send signals to your brain, the amygdala is constantly scanning for problems, and when one is detected, your body gets a rush of epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, and cortisol, the hormone associated with stress. You might start to shake, your muscles tense, your breathing quickens, and your heart races. If any of you suffer from panic attacks, that list of symptoms will sound familiar. When everything is working properly, the system is amazing at keeping us safe from danger. It's why you can duck out of the way of something flying at your head even before you really understand what's happening. The trouble starts when the system misinterprets the signals it receives and our fight or flight response kicks in when we really don't need it. Unfortunately, this also happens to everyone. In our scripture from the book of Numbers, we hear a story about the Israelites going into the promised land to scope out that piece of land that had been promised to them by God. Two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, come back and say, "Yes, this is exactly what God promised us. We should go and take possession of it." But the other 10 were gripped with fear and looked at Joshua and Caleb like they're nuts. They said, "This land is full of giants. We're like bugs to them. We will never be able to defeat them." You see, Caleb and Joshua remembered that the strength it would take to go in and conquer this land didn't come from them. It comes from God. The other 10 were thinking the task rested on their shoulders, and if that were the case, they were right to be afraid. We fear things that we don't understand. We fear the future, and most of all, we fear what is uncertain or unknown. And this leads us to write our own stories about what we think will happen, and then go on to convince ourselves that there's no other possible outcome. This isn't a defect, it's the way we're wired. We all do it. I put off writing this message because one of the things that makes me the most anxious is a blinking cursor on a blank page. What if I can't think of what to say? What if the words I share aren't helpful to anyone, or worse, hurt someone? What if nobody cares? Those fears stop me in my tracks often. And for the Israelites, their fears kept them out of the promised land, wandering in the desert for 40 years. Maybe you're familiar with this acronym, false events appearing real. This is what happens when we let our fear response take over and start to expect the worst possible outcome. So much of our stress and anxiety is rooted in things that might not or never will happen. Now, does knowing that make us less afraid? Probably not. Fear is a powerful emotion that often overrides our logical thinking. So what do we do? What is our response when fear takes hold and starts to overwhelm us? Well, my brother-in-law, Jeff, is fond of saying that as often as possible, he would rather respond than react. Well, let me explain that. When something happens and we react to it, we're usually responding emotionally, like yelling at someone who made us angry, laughing at a funny joke, or jumping at something that scared us. When we take the time to respond instead, there is space between the triggering event and our reaction to it. What should fill that space? Well, another helpful acronym, of course. Consider this acronym for fear. Face your fears with faith, examine your assumptions in light of the facts, attack your anxieties with action, and release your cares to God. When we're afraid of something, we tend to distance ourselves from it. And that's useful if a bear is attacking us, but less so if that's a conversation you've been meaning to have with your boss or next month's rent check. When we face our fears with faith, we bring them to God, we pray about them, and ask for guidance. As we read scripture, we look for insight on how to proceed. We also need more information. We need the hard facts of the situation. Gather as much data as you can, and a lot of the time you'll find the situation you're in can become much more manageable. Next, take a step. Act. Do something to attempt to move forward. It can even be the wrong thing. That will help you learn what should come next. Either way, acting on your anxieties rather than retreating into them helps you see those giants for what they really are. And lastly, release your cares to God. Recognize that you have an advocate who loves you and wants you to be whole, to be well. Sometimes these steps can be hard to take on your own. Fear can be so overwhelming that everything seems impossible. If that's you, a helpful first step might be to reach out and ask for help. Find a therapist or counselor in your area that can help you talk through and understand what you're going through. Talk to your pastor and ask what resources the church has to offer. I would love to help you start a journey of healing, so feel free to reach out to me. We will never eliminate all fear from our lives, but we can find the courage to live boldly in spite of that fear, to live lives of love. Let's pray. God, thank you for your constant presence in our lives. We don't always recognize that you are there. We don't always rely on your strength to carry us through, God. So often we try to do everything ourselves. Thank you for never giving up on us, even when we forget that you are there. So God, we pray that we would feel your presence in our lives, that we would be overwhelmed by your love and grace, so that when we encounter fear, when we see something on the horizon that makes us anxious, God, when we start to be overwhelmed by stress, that we would feel your presence, that we would be able to recognize you there, that we'd be able to see the reality of the situation, and that we'd be able to act and decide what the next right thing is and move in that direction, God. Thank you so much for your protection and your grace and your love. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.